almost all say, write it down. Write it down and make a plan. Make a plan what you need to do every day to achieve your goal. For me, success is doing what I want, how I want it, and when I want it. That's success for me. Then we have the other people that find that really big, big purpose and that why. Why am I doing this? Why do I really want to do this? And I think you need to ask yourself that. Why is this important to me? Because if something happens to your kid, you would do anything in an instant without even thinking. You don't have to, a lot of people say this, and you don't have to be courageous all the time, but you just need 1 or 2 or 5 seconds of courage. Pick up that phone, call that client, go up to that girl, or just register that domain, and then, oh shit, what did I do? And then just start. And I think it was the same for me. I didn't plan on quitting, you know? And if you don't plan on quitting, something good is gonna happen to you. Hey guys, and welcome back to the I Love Success podcast. As you know by now, we're on a big, fat, and crazy mission that makes me so excited. Our mission is to help 10 million people in 10 years to achieve their dreams. And I can't do it myself, but let's do it together. You can help me by being part of this mission. And most importantly, make sure to be the best version of yourself and really, really, really do something with your life. I get so many questions from you listeners from all over the world. So I decided to dedicate a special episode to answer some of the most common ones. These are big questions that most of us will come across at some point in our life. I hope that my answers can help you get closer to the life that you want to live. To make the show more interesting, I've invited a close friend named Adam Weber to ask the questions and help me elaborate. Adam Weber is a surfer and entrepreneur currently working on his app Callcast, a simplified way of recording and publish podcasts for people just like you who wants to create content and share it with the world without needing to know all the technical stuff. Thank you, Adam, for being part of this show. Without further ado, let's go. Hey, Adam.
Hey, Peter. Thanks for having me. It's exciting to be here and sit down in this room with you. I've been watching you do these podcasts now for a long time. And to actually be here with you while you're recording one is a great honor. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I'm honored to having you here. So when I was thinking about doing this Q&A, because I got so many questions, I thought for a long time, who do I really want to have asking me these questions? And the person that came to my mind was you, because I know you're into podcasting, you're creating your own app, and also you're very wise. We always have these great discussions and you ask me these great questions. So I thought, who would be better than you? So I am honored to have you here.
I appreciate it. I've been looking over these questions, and these are really powerful questions that all entrepreneurs wrestle with. So yeah. I think you're onto something with this episode. Success is a big topic for you. I feel like you've built your entire brand around success. How is it that you attracted to success as kind of your North Star, the star that you've been following to?
Yeah, I think it's, I want to redefine success. That's why I do the I Love Success podcast. It could be the Lamborghini, but it doesn't have to be. It could be having a family, but it doesn't have to be. I want to share that it's individual. And I guess why I wanted to be successful was probably because I wasn't good at something when I was a kid. I was a little bit overweight. The girls weren't attracted to me. So I wanted to have those things. And when I went on this journey and became and created like success in my sport and in my job or in with the girls, I realized, okay, this is all fun, but at the end of the day, I need to live with myself. And that self-development journey is what I'm on now, and I want to share that with other people to show, okay, it is great. I'm so happy that I did all this and excelled, but at the end of the day, I will still be the same boy with a medal on my neck if I don't change.
Very good. All right, next question. I want to go after what I want in life, but I'm afraid of failing.
We all are. I think if you're not afraid of failing, your goals are not high enough. But it's not about fear, it's about courage. So I always try to think about this. Okay, I'm afraid, but I'm telling you, everybody's afraid. So why do some people go after it? Why do they do it anyways? There's two things. Either they are very motivated by their mission, or they don't have a choice. So in sports, I remember I went to so many competitions and saw people from places and countries that they didn't have any money, but they were much better than me. They didn't have any fancy sports halls or equipment, but they were much better than most people because they had set a goal that I gotta get out of here and I'm gonna do everything to get there. It's not always the healthiest way, but let's face it, those people, they have courage because they don't wanna be where they are. And then we have the other people that find that really big, big purpose and that why. Why am I doing this? Why do I really wanna do this? And I think you need to ask yourself that. Why is this important to me? Because if something happens to your kid, you would do anything in an instant without even thinking because you're motivated. You wanna save that life because it's your baby, right? So you just have to find these things in your life that motivates you, that makes it worth it. Like, I remember when I was single, if you're really attracted to someone, you're gonna go up, even though you're afraid of being neglected, right? Because you gotta do it. And the nights you didn't, you feel so bad, right? So find your, why am I doing this? And then just do it. And you don't have to, a lot of people say this, and you don't have to be courageous all the time, but you just need 1 or 2 or 5 seconds of courage. Pick up that phone, call that client, go up to that girl, or just register that domain, and then, oh shit, what did I do? And then just start.
Absolutely. How can I get better self-confidence?
Yeah, this is a hard thing because I've had, like, as I said, almost 100 guests on my podcast, and when I analyze and look at these people that are high achievers, a lot of what they've done in life is to the core because they want to be loved. Because most have had, not all, but a lot of them had hardships or went through a lot of things. And we all want to be loved. And I think when you feel that you're loved, you get better self-confidence. And first of all, you have to love yourself. So be honest, you know, and think about your own life. Okay, do I really love myself? If I don't love myself, what can I do to start loving myself? A lot of us listening, or I'm not doing that now, but I used to surround myself with negative people or people that didn't believe in me, you know, and I stuck around and I accepted being in this environment because when I grew up, I didn't have that many friends. So I was just happy of having some friends, even though they were bad friends. But have the courage to, you know, cut those people from your life, you know, and don't spend that much time with them. Spend time with people that are encouraging you. And we have, even if you're in a small town and you don't have those people, there's internet, there's like, we are connected today, you know, and you can start doing, I would encourage people to start a sport or start surfing or yoga or something that you meet with like-minded people that are loving, that are encouraging you. Because that's gonna make you love yourself more and get more confidence. I also think that a lot of times we are afraid to talk about it, but a lot of times self-confidence is not always inward to out. It could be out to in too. And what do I mean with that? Sometimes you gotta like start working out, you know, feel better. Mm. And maybe start getting some new clothes or like feel like, make not for other people, but you will be. I remember the other day I went in a suit to the bank, and the people were treating me completely different just because I had that on. And of course, it felt good. So I think when you start taking care of yourself, I had Dr. Michael Gallitzer, he's like a health doctor, and he said, health is energy. So to gain more energy, you need to take care of yourself. You need to sleep. You need to have a healthy diet. And of course, you're going to feel better about yourself. And then you can also work with meditation and positive thinking. But get out there. And also, if you don't have self-confidence, start helping someone else. And you say, oh, I don't have anything to contribute. You always have something to contribute and help someone with. That's going to give you confidence as well to help other people.
Absolutely. There's a guy on Instagram. I think his name's the men's groomer or something like that. He gives haircuts to the homeless. Have you seen that guy?
No.
He's amazing. And his thing is something like, I can't remember what his belief, he puts his tagline as his belief. And it's basically like, I believe a haircut can change a life or something like that. Right. And he goes and up to homeless people and he gives them a haircut on Instagram and films the whole thing. And you can just see how when he shows them their face after he gives them the haircut, their smile, and they just you see something change in them. You see them look at themselves in a new way, you know, that gives them one, because here's this guy who's now given me touch. You know, touch is such a powerful force and feeling. Yeah. So he's willing to touch me and cut my hair, and I see myself now in a new light. And just that first little belief, you know, of someone else believing in me, and then them looking in the mirror of themselves in a new way. If you haven't seen it, it's a really powerful thing. I'd suggest go look for it. I think it's the men's groomer or someone like that.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And I totally agree with you. I think, like, we see it all the time. Even people that are not supposed to have a bad confidence, people that are, they just got a kid for 1 or 2 years. And a lot of times they will start, I'm talking about the dad now, they will gain more weight, they will sleep less, which is understandable, but they eat worse and they never work out, and you can see the whole energy is like going down. And I understand it's tough to be a dad, but don't lose everything, you know? And this is just an example from people that have it well. If we talk about homeless people, just like getting a haircut, it could probably change that their state for at least a little bit of time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, one of the things I've been so impressed with you also is in this journey of creating podcasts. I feel like with everyone you do, you've met an amazing network of incredible people along the journey. Yeah. And just that small little change of, you know what, one, overcoming fear of putting your voice out there, putting yourself in front of a microphone and recording your thoughts and ideas and things like that. And then also putting yourself in a network of really fascinating, interesting people who strive every day, make setting goals and stuff like that. It kind of embodies everything.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And, you know, that's why I encourage everybody that wants to learn more to start a podcast or a blog. And now with Callcast coming out, everybody can start a podcast, right?
Yeah.
So it's not going to be that difficult. You don't have to have all this fancy equipment, but you can still talk to people and learn from them.
Well, that segues into the next question, which is interesting, which is, how can I succeed if I don't have the resources?
I want to tell a story. I met an astronaut called Anusha Ansari, and she came from a very poor family, and she wanted to go to space. She drew pictures as a kid of her going to space. This was back in Iran. Then she ended up in America. She became an engineer, but never forgot her dream of going to space. And she became this successful engineer. And in an interview, she said that she wanted to go to space. And a guy called Peter Diamantis, the founder of XPRIZE, listened to this interview and contacted her. And all of a sudden, this ball that was like 30 years in motion came to fruition. And she invested $20 million of her own money, I think, to go to space. And she was born with nothing. And she told me that people all the time come to her, I want to do all these things, but I don't have the resources. I don't have the money. I don't have that. And she's very hard. She said, yeah, if you don't believe you can make it, you're not going to make it. If you always give yourself excuses what you don't have, you will never make it. And I think that's true. If you're telling yourself, no, I can't do it, then you can't. You got to change that. If you want to do something, go after it. And it might take a long time, but don't forget about it. For Anusha, it took her 30, 40 years. She had to do all these other things, you know. All of a sudden, she made it. I had Ryan Serhan, the maybe number one real estate agent in the world, on my show the other week. And he wanted to be an actor. He moved to Broadway, to New York to do that. He didn't become an actor, but by being broke, he had to become a real estate agent. And then he became an actor playing himself in Million Dollar Listing. So you never know. Life has these weird and crazy ways of getting to your dreams, but you might have to change your route, but don't forget what you really want. In some weird way, you know, I believe in the universe, which is if you do good things, not just think about it, it will come back to you in some way. And most of my guests do believe in that too, and they showed it, you know.
It seems like in every episode amongst every guest, you're connecting different dots that they all have that kind of elevate them to where they are today. So yeah, all of them have value. But one thing I want to go back to that you just mentioned was the second point about taking your pain or your hardships and using it as fuel. Yeah. One thing you mentioned that I think was critical was not being the victim. And so many times people get caught in this victim mindset. Yeah. Could you speak to that of really kind of not letting yourself be, you know, like if you frame your circumstance as a victim, how that can really harm you as opposed to using it as kind of fuel to make you stronger? It's like,
yeah. So one thing that I started with, I think it was maybe a year ago, was to take responsibility, even when it's not my fault. Because in some weird way, this is not true for everything because people are assaulted and all of those things, but in some weird way, when you take responsibility for the situation you're in, you can change. The power is with you. And research shows the most happy people are the people that have power over their own life. So take responsibility and have that courage. I meet so many people that do wrong things and then they try to fix it by texting someone. No, you have to go back to, if you make a mistake, what's the best way of saying you're sorry, you know? And that is meeting that person. If you can't meet that person, at least call him and say, I'm sorry, I'm going through this in my life. And hopefully the person will understand. And by taking responsibility, you don't give away the power. And I think that is crucial. And people respect that. I know in a lot of situations when there's something has happened in a working environment, and I say, I'm sorry, this was not, it was my fault. I miscommunicated to you. We have to discuss how I can be more clear on what I am conveying to you. And a lot of times the people were so sorry. No, I understand what you meant, but I this and that. Because people open up too. Because if you start being defensive, the other person is defensive, and all of a sudden there's a fight, right? But if someone says, I'm sorry, it's much easier to say it back.
That's brilliant. I love that. That's gold advice.
Yeah. I just want to say, Adam, thank you so much for being here and doing this with me. And we talked so much about like my ideas, and I want to talk a little bit with you. I know you're doing this awesome thing now, creating this way of sharing content through a simple app called Callcast. So everybody that's actually want to share audio content can do it in a simple way. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's been a project that you've watched me go from idea to actually start working and building it. So it's been a process. It's been an interesting journey, to say the least, where I work with a lot of other people to bring their ideas to life. And I feel like, in a way, I feel like I can be really good at working with other people, bringing their ideas to life and really helping them kind of with this lean startup mentality and methodology. Yeah. And then I don't always apply those same rules to myself. So it's been an interesting kind of thing where I thought, you know, okay, I'm going to give myself 3 months to build this and turn it out to the world. And that's what it's going to be. And then all of a sudden it became a little longer and extra feature and a little more, and things start to pop out that I wasn't expecting. So it's been a fascinating lesson for me in terms of, you know, stepping back and looking, are you following your own advice that you'd give to somebody else, and what I can learn from that process. But I am nonetheless very excited to be releasing it very soon. I'm starting to bring people in on the beta testing. The idea was really born out of wanting to help my dad, interview my dad, and my dad also wanting to do some podcast interviews. And while my dad lives in another state, I tried to set him up with, you know, software that he could download onto his computer. And, you know, there's all kinds of things. And it turned out he wasn't on the right browser. And then I'd go on Skype and try and do Skype. And it just, one thing after another was just, you know, 45 minutes in, he was like, you know what, I quit, I don't want to do this. And so as I was talking to him on the phone, the idea basically was, what happens if I could just capture this phone call with him and turn that into a podcast and push a button and have it syndicate out to iTunes, Stitcher, all those other places that syndicate, you know, the audio for people to listen to. So then, because I love my other side of me, I love building things. I love creating things. I like seeing something that didn't exist and bringing it to life. And so I said, you know what, I can do this pretty quickly and lean. So the journey to build Callcast began. So I'm excited. I'm going to be releasing it very soon. And you know, I appreciate all the feedback you've given me along the journey as being kind of a podcast kind of mentor, if you will, in terms of someone who came from, you know, a lot of podcasting experience now with the fancy tools, the heavy tools,
But I wish this existed when I started my podcast, because it would have been so easy to start. And Adam, I just want to say thank you so much for doing this. It was an honor to have you here, and hopefully we can have you again sharing more about your journey, because I think it's really interesting what you're doing. And I really enjoy you as a friend and to see you grow as well.
Thanks, Peter. Thanks for making me part of your journey and all the insights you've given me along my way as I've been kind of climbing my personal mountain to hunt for my success. You've been a huge piece in that. So I really want to thank you also.
Thank you. And thank you, everybody, that are taking the time to listening to this and actually doing something with your life. So it's all good that you are watching and listening to this, but at the end of the day, that's not important. What I really want you to do is to do something with your life. Take this knowledge. Don't just throw it away. I know that they say that most people buy a book and it's self-help instead of self-help. And I mean, there's so many people that are reading stuff and forget about it. Research shows that after readings or reading something or listening to a lecture, 80% is gone in 48 hours. So don't just overconsume knowledge. Do something with what you learned today, even if it's one small step, and keep doing it. You don't have to listen to 100 podcasts or read 100 books. You need to set goals. You need to work on them every day, and on the way you can have some type of learning experience, but don't overdo it, you know. And I just want to touch base, even though we're doing this on Instagram Live as well, I heard that the average person opens their Instagram app 150 times per day. Wow. And I'm not doing it 150 times per day. So someone else out there is probably doing it 300 or 400 times per day. And that is insane. That's an addiction, guys. You know, do something better with your life. Enjoy all this social media. It's great. Podcast is great. Reading is great. But actually work on yourself. Use your time because it's precious. That's it. Thank you, Panos, for sponsoring us. They have the most amazing swimwear. Check them out at panos.com. That's it. We're checking out. Thank you. Bye-bye.